Eagles and Wild Things, Volume 1 compilation. For that, the Kalin Twins from 1959 and Sweet Sugar Lips on Decca. And then we kicked it off with Larry Finnegan and Dear One from 1961 on the Old Town label. Anyway, my name is Alex. And as always, a pleasure was mine. Well, let's make sure I was going to play the right song. I always get hamstrung like that. Anyway, my name is Alex. A pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Listen to me. Now what do you call that you do? You talk, but you're a liar. You left me all alone in blue.
Baby, baby,
it breaks my heart to tell you. I'm mad, I think I lost my head. Baby, I've got no choice now. Our past makes all our future dead.
Listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Ben, and I'm going to be filling in for San Ozone Show tonight. Let's see. It is titled...
Walk Sign is On.
Walk Sign is On. Thank you.
It's playing outside, too. That's awesome.
I'm going to be playing some music. I'm going to have a couple guests coming in. We're going to talk, so... enjoy the show, and I'm going to start out with Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill off the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Enjoy.
Yo, look back on the book when cats used to harmonize like...
I got it working.
Okay. Yo, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most of king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him back on the rim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend? Ask what you thinking if you called him again. Plus when? It's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Minimum. You still defending them now, Lauren? Human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Hey, sorry, we had some technical issues with that call. That was Doo Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill. Next, I'm going to be playing Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu off Mama's Gun. Once again, sorry for the technical difficulties. Enjoy.
I was born a man.
Hey, this is Ben. I am back. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. We're going to break from the 90s R&B theme for a second. We have a request from Andy. The song is Proud by Alex G. And before that, I'm going to introduce you to two of my friends. We've got Justin and Julian.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello.
You got anything to say for all the listeners out there? Yeah, I wrote down some topics of conversation, so we can start off with one. So how would you feel, Hodge or dining halls?
Oh, Hodge being food on the run.
Versus, why though? Why?
Versus the dining halls. Hodge and food on the run.
Yeah, well, it's already got it's plus in the name, you know, it's on the run.
But is it simply a run thing, or is the quality of the food better?
I think a lot of it's psychological. Even if the food's not actually better, the fact that you order a specific dish and that's your meal instead of just like scooping from big trays of food, you know what I'm saying?
It's yeah, like yeah.
Restaurant.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, you're right. I also like that. Yeah, you can get like grocery type food there: peanut butter, Greek yogurt, bread.
Essentials.
Yes, you can eat in your room. You never have to go outside. It's great.
Big stuff.
It's true. You just don't get that with the dining hall. So, once again, thanks for listening. I'm Ben, filling in, and enjoy Proud by Alex G. Shout out to Andy. Hey, hey, hey. So that was Proud by Alex G, a request from Andy. So right now in the background, you're going to hear a cover of a song we heard before by Aaliyah, At Your Best. This is by Frank Ocean. So enjoy while we talk.
You're actually wearing a blonde shirt right
now. Yeah, I was just going to say.
That's true, a blonded radio shirt. It's very fitting for the show.
Wow. He plans everything out.
Yeah, it was premeditated, okay?
You also have a blonde poster in your room.
That's true. Well, I'm a big fan of the album, and you know I take my aesthetic seriously, and all the listeners can see my shirt, obviously, from the radio, so.
Because we're the only listeners, so that's why.
You're not wrong.
How many, can you see the view count, or like the listener count?
Yeah, I can find the view count.
I'm curious, like, how many people are tuned in right now?
Wow, so vain, Julian.
This isn't vain. This is important information.
We serve
check the statistics.
People, whether it's one person or millions.
Check the statistics.
We got 12 listeners. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
If you're listening, I just want to say thank you. I hope you're enjoying the show.
And we want you to stay here too, because it's only gonna get better.
Oh yes, as the hour goes on, it's only gonna get better, and the show on after us. Chances are that's going to be better too. Who knows what the DJ is going to
It'll just keep getting better indefinitely.
Yeah. I completely agree.
All right. So now enjoy the rest of the song. And then next, we're going to keep going with the R&B theme, unless anyone calls in with a request. And you're going to hear So Into You by Tamaya.
Call in,
enjoy.
Please. And we are back. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm just going to go into some conversation now for a little bit. So I want you guys to tell me about your worst middle school experience.
Wow. Worst middle school experience.
I,
I feel like if you're asking that, you had something
playing
in
Call
mind.
Of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, and losing gun game.
Oh, you got spanked?
Yeah, worst middle school experience right there.
That was your worst middle school
experience.
That's
the worst thing. I mean, maybe that was really serious for you.
Yeah, it was. That's why it was my worst middle school experience.
Just, you lost once ever, and that was it. That was the worst time.
I guess so.
Damn.
I appreciate that. You must have had like a pretty great like time in middle school then, if the worst thing was that somewhat like you lost in Call of Duty. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on.
Oh, let's get them in here.
Hello? You're on air. Who is this?
Come on, speak.
Thanks. Hello.
Did we lose them?
Thanks.
It happens. Oh.
Thank you. I'm really glad you're enjoying it.
What is going on?
WMFO in Medford. Enjoying the show. We're going to get back to the topic of worst middle school experiences. I'm going to share mine. I have a pretty good story for this. This was really a traumatic experience for a young Ben. You know, I was on the modified swim team.
Can you explain what's the modified swim team?
So the modified swim team is like the middle school. Like the swim team you're on in middle school, it's not JV, it's not varsity. You know, it's modified. So anyone's on the team. I went to a really small school, so really.
Yeah, we had a no-cut policy.
Yeah, like anything went. It was a no-cut.
Right.
So anyways, I'm on the modified swim team, hanging out with my friends, and one of my friends says, oh, like, I have this bottle. And I'm like, okay. And I look at the bottle. It's one of those clear plastic water bottles, but I notice it's not water. This man has peed in a water bottle, okay?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, like,
cool. And then he just opens the top and starts throwing it on me and my friends. And it was so bad. And this guy was one of my friends. Like, he was just doing, you know, in seventh grade, you're all jacked up on hormones. Like, you're going to do dumb things like that. That's understandable. So, you know, I'm down at swim practice and the coach's daughter was on the team. So the coach pulls me aside and was like, son, like, hold on. You got another caller?
Oh my God.
Old cliffhanger.
Here, feel free to keep talking.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Is the coach going to smell this?
What?
Yeah, what's your request?
Wow, okay.
We get a request.
The caller is requesting.
Okay.
Callers take priority here.
What's your name so I can give you a shout out?
Who is it?
Okay.
Who is it? What's his or her name?
Caller. Okay.
We have a request from Chris, he's the best dressed engineer in broadcasting.
Okay, Chris.
He has requested Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Cute.
So you know what? I won't finish that story. You can see the direction it was going.
No. We want to know the end.
Okay, you want to know the end? I'll end it quickly and then put on Madonna, because you know, we love our callers. So anyways, the coach pulls me aside and says, son, like, what did Desmond do to you in the locker room? And I'm like, oh, he just threw some Gatorade on me. And he's like, talk to Abby, my daughter, and I know that wasn't Gatorade. And yeah, for some reason, I was suspended too. We all got
suspended.
Why
did you just tell him?
For getting
Because this kid was my friend. I didn't want to turn him in.
Oh my God, but he...
But still, how could you possibly be
accountable
for any...
Because, you know, the print, like... I lied to the coach, and the principal ended up talking to us, and he was like, oh, like, you say not nice things to each other sometimes because you're in seventh grade? Like, oh, that's a suspendable offense. Hold on, we have another caller, and then I'm going to start playing the song, so enjoy.
I think that's messed up.
I was sad and blue, but you
Hey, so I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've got one more track from this theme that was just now, another request, Like a Virgin by Madonna. We're going to have a more modern track, Cranes in the Sky by Solange. So enjoy, and then we're going to do a PSA and get into Julian and Justin's picks. So I hope you guys are enjoying listening. We're now a little bit past the halfway mark. So it's time for a public service announcement from Justin and Julian before we talk and give you some of our personal favorites.
Yeah, it's that time of the show. Just bring you the information you need. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, there's an emergency and I gotta call 911.
Yeah,
but so I don't know the number for 911.
Well, let me remind you, Justin, you're gonna call 911 if you're ever in an emergency. So are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently? If you are off campus, dial 911. Yeah. All right. That was a great PSA. I'm glad we got into that.
You guys
got
to know. Dial 911 in emergencies.
Great job. Thank you. Speaking of emergencies, Justin, when we were off air, you mentioned something about the fires in LA.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to gonna tell you guys.
Marked yourself safe?
I have not marked myself safe since I feel like that would be a little unnecessary. But
you should tell the listeners you're from LA.
We both are, Julian and I. I'm feeling really popular though. Every time I go on Facebook, I'm just getting tons of notifications. I'm like, oh guys, I'm blowing up again. And then it's just people marking themselves safe from the fires.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a letdown, but I still enjoy the little red icon just firing up every time I open the
app. I'm feeling popular in a different sense. Like when people mention the fires, I get to say I'm from LA, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't say that enough.
You're so cool.
You don't just mention in conversation, oh, by the way, I'm from LA.
I drop that all the time.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I'm from Rochester, which is like upstate New York. It's like 6 hours from New York City. And I always have to tell people that because everyone's like, oh, New York. Like, yeah, like what borough? Like, I'm from New Jersey. I live pretty close to you because I feel like everyone from this school is from New Jersey. Well, New Jersey outside New York or New Jersey outside Philly. But either way, I live nowhere near either of those. It's closer to the Midwest. And I'm just sick of having to explain it to people. But that's a separate point. Going back to Justin's point, I'd say, yeah, like getting all the notifications on your phone. If you're trying to impress anyone, like after you leave here, just be like, hold on, I have to take this call. And subtly flash the phone past them. And they'll see, oh, look at all those Facebook
notifications.
I'm just lighten up today, guys.
Exactly.
So I'm just in high demand, and it is the fires, and you know that is worthy of my attention, but maybe not in the same way people would assume urgent matter on my phone
is.
I definitely find Facebook notifications annoying.
Are you getting a lot right now from the
fires? I have two right here that I guess I haven't clicked on yet.
You know, they got snow days out here on the East Coast sometimes.
It's not nearly as serious.
My old high school had a fire day yesterday.
What?
Wow.
What type of world are we living in where you can have a fire day?
Do you remember?
That's how it be sometimes.
In like 2011, there was like a really windy day in LA, and we got a day off from school.
Oh, I didn't get a day off for wind.
For wind. No, like in Pasadena, California, like trees were like blown over and like causing damage to houses and stuff like that. So we got a day off from school.
Yeah.
In sixth grade. It was nuts.
The real weather out there.
I know, right? Like in LA, like that doesn't happen.
Yeah, the apocalypse is coming.
I fully believe that at some point.
The rapture, the rapture's a real thing. Actually in a class about apocalypse. It's cinema of the apocalypse.
Oh,
it's like movies.
You watch Apocalypse
Mr.
Now.
Mr. Hollywood here.
We actually did two things. One, if anyone's Mr. Hollywood, it's you.
Oh.
Okay.
Mr. Hollywood.
You know, Mr. Hollywood, I'm from LA. And second, we actually
got big Hollywood meetings.
We didn't watch Apocalypse Now, which I was really disappointed by. Like, it just seems like bait in a class called Cinema of the Apocalypse. There's no Apocalypse Now. Like, come on.
This is true.
All right, Julian, your request is about to come on, so you want to tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Africa by Toto. So, if you know me, you know this is one of my favorite songs of all time. I listen to this song whenever I'm feeling down, whenever I'm feeling happy. I think it's perfect for any occasion. It's a banger, through and through. And also, a more recent discovery of Toto in pop culture was in Stranger Things Season 1, which I recently watched.
Spoiler alert.
I know. What's his name? Steve is... Like, they listen to Africa by Toto while Steve and Nancy, you know, get it on for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, I did not notice that.
And I was like, wow, this is a great use of the song.
Okay.
You really inspired me, Julian. I'm going to come on with some more dad rock 80s picks next, so.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gotta take a life to drag me.
as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that. Next is a new personal favorite of mine, Tightrope by Electric Light Orchestra. I've been really getting into ELO recently. It's like some real dad rock, but like I don't know, I like it. No shame anymore, you know?
ELO's never fantastic. Have shame in your taste in music.
Yeah.
There's this freshman who's on my badminton high school team, and like he was like, yeah, I just went to this ELO concert, like a year ago, and I thought that was the funniest thing ever, but then I listened to more ELO and I was like, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, like people make fun of it because it's like dad rock or whatever, and the covers and some of the lyrics are a little corny, but it, you know, it's still quality.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Alright, so enjoy the song.
Let's do it.
I just can't believe him off. no one's answering. Well, can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
Alright, I just gotta make a comment on that song before it ends. We just realized that the "oh, telephone lines" in the hook sounds awfully like the song 21 Guns
by Green Day.
So, you know, just a reference there. The next song is one of Justin's picks. Justin, you wanna intro it?
The Ties That Bind by Bruce Springsteen from The River. Very good album, very good artist, very good performer if you have the chance to see him live. He played the last show at the Sports Arena before they closed it down in Los Angeles. Incredible. Enjoy.
Once again, this is Ben subbing for the show Walk Sign Is On. I really hope you enjoyed. This is Ben. You're listening to 91FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Really hope you enjoyed the hour. And we're going to close it off with I'm Just Snacking by Gus Dapperton off the single.
Wait, what is this?
I'm Just Snacking. Snackin'. It's a great song.
Wait, can you actually...
Like two C's snacking?
No,
like,
no, CK.
Would be looking like a snack kind
CK.
Of snacking?
Yeah, yeah. But okay. I think...
What's it about?
You'll hear. I think it's fitting, though, because, you know, I'm Just Snack... That's what I'm going to be doing after this. I'm just going to be snacking. Sorry. I haven't had dinner yet. I'm looking forward. Oh, you know Hodgson.
I'll see you there.